patient name, Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, Lauria, L-A-U-R-I-A. Patient date of birth, 6/19/2004. Provider, Kareen Castrol, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, capital C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Appointment start time, 6/8/2023, 12 p.m. Appointment end time, 6/8/2023, 1 p.m. Appointment duration, 60 minutes. Primary code, 99205. Chief complaint, anxiety, depression, and sensory issues. History of present illness. The patient stated that her sensory issues are worse in the past year since she went to college. The patient reported always having difficulty with sun, heat, and noise. She stated she gets meltdowns in response to how they make her feel. She has difficulty with her clothing, feeling, quote, right, unquote. She will have to change clothing, sometimes several outfits, in the course of a morning and ends up throwing her clothes all around the floor because she is frustrated. She has difficulty holding things that are uneven. If she is holding one thing at a time, she has to keep switching hands to be even. She doesn't like to be the center of attention. Yet, she is able to perform in the drama club. Now she feels as if she's going to pass out if she has to do a solo performance. Rarely, she takes a Xanax 0.25 milligrams during such episodes. She got this prescription from a neurologist, Dr. Smith of Stony Brook Neurology, along with fluoxetine, 10 milligrams, which was titrated to 30 milligrams. She was then taken off fluoxetine and put on escitalopram. Period. During the switch, she felt suicidal and ended up in capital D, capital A, capital S, capital H. She was evaluated and released. Additionally, she has premenstrual dysphoric disorder. Her GYN put her on sertraline. She became sick with bronchitis, the flu, and mono. She was vomiting and stopped the Zoloft in January of this year. She has not been on any antidepressants since time. She sees Deanna at Suffolk Therapy for weekly therapy. She finds it helpful. Her mood is described as, quote, okay, unquote. She sleeps well. She has very anxious dreams, very restless and thrashes in her sleep since childhood. She is hyper aware of people's reactions. She struggles to control her own reactions to things, which she finds can be extreme. Sometimes when she watches a TV show, if she likes a particular part, she will yell aloud and clap her hands. The patient and mother report that she is very defensive. She struggles in social situations where she finds the conversation mundane. The mother reports that the patient is mature beyond her years, but also can be very childlike in her temperament. To be specific, this refers to her defensiveness and her meltdowns. The patient gravitates towards the children table at family parties. It is hard for her to make eye contact. She states that it is uncomfortable. It is not noticeable during interview. She doesn't go to college parties. She has meltdowns if she is not comfortable with sensory issues. If she were to find herself uncomfortable in her clothing at a party or an event, she would feel uncomfortable and as if she'd have to go home. She also has concerns for people drinking, which is appropriate, and she wants to be able to drive home with somebody who is sober. Subsequently, when things require much planning, she just declines to go. In the past, the patient became activated on Prozac when she was titrated to 30 milligrams. She felt energetic, happy, talkative, but was also sleeping. During those times, she also had panic attacks where she would hyperventilate and cry. She had her last panic attack a few months ago. She's never been psychotic. She felt suicidal during an SSRI switch. At that time, she had no plan. The patient has no obsessions but admits to intrusive thoughts at times when she sees sharp objects. She thinks about the time when she felt suicidal. She denies suicidal ideations at this time. Past psychiatric history. The patient was in Dash, capital D, capital A, capital S, capital H, once about 1 year ago. She was never hospitalized psychiatrically. She was treated by a neurologist, and her OBGYN was psychiatric medications. Family history. Sister has OCD. Father has anxiety, maybe some obsessive-compulsive tendencies. Mother has generalized anxiety disorder. Maternal aunt has anxiety and depression. Maternal grandfather has anxiety. No substance use disorders in the family. Next line, substance use. The patient does not partake in drugs, alcohol, or nicotine use. Medical. The patient has hidradenitis suppurativa. She has elevated triglycerides and fasting glucose. Her hemoglobin A1C was reported to be normal. She sees Dr. Kugler's partner for endocrinology. Her primary care physician is with Branch Pediatrics. OBGYN is with Dr. Marin's office. The patient is allergic to or has bad reactions to Compazine. She became agitated. Surgical history, none. Social, the patient lives at home with her mother, father, and 21-year-old sister. She goes to New Paltz for psychology and early childhood education. Developmental, the patient was normal at birth. She had a mild speech delay. In fifth grade, she had a slight processing delay. Math was a struggle for her. She had math and speech help in middle school. She was described as a shy, quiet, and sensitive child by her mother. Impression, panic disorder, autism spectrum disorder features, but does not fulfill full criteria. Plan, Buspar, 10 milligrams PO, BID to address anxiety.